if you're in the US, you're rich by default because you already have a quality of life that at least half the population of Earth can't even dream of. But if you are able to get on a computer and get on a phone and get into XRP, that's something that less than 1% of 1% of the population is yet to be aware of. But if you're in XRP, you probably already know where this is going, and it is going to become inevitably and through default the global reserve currency. And that basically does mean all the money is going to be all the wealth that is divided against the total supply of XRP. So if you hold XRP, you own at least one XRP is 1/100 billionth of all the wealth of the human race.
What would that make for the entity Ripple then?
Well, that would make Ripple the World Bank.
Interesting. And let's expand upon that. What does that mean for those in the audience who might not be engaged in the XRP community or have an understanding of what the World Bank entails?
Well, I'm sure as people who have never heard this before or aren't aware of Ripple and XRP, they're listening to this and they might think, oh, this guy's a conspiracy theorist, right? They don't know, because somebody like me who has studied finance going back to the Roman Empire, going back to before that, all the way back to the stone money dials on Yap Island in the Federated States of Micronesia. When you look at the patterns and history of money to where we are right now, after the petrodollar, after we came off the gold reserve, there's really only one competitor to be the global reserve currency, only one thing that can come in and replace the dollar, and that is XRP.